your space and time alone. It's your mind. And the paintings are your own. Amy, you're changing colors under a sky turned gray. Wandering heart discovers how to know why. Amy, you're changing.
Karen Atkins, you are listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson, and we're back. That track by Karen Atkins was called Changing Colors, and we happen to be here in the studio with Karen Atkins herself. She's a singer-songwriter, and I suppose the namesake of the Karen Atkins Trio, who's playing at the Little Carnegie Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. That's at the Music Conservatory Sandpoint. And speaking of the Music Conservatory, Allie Thomas is here as well, the head of the Contemporary Music Department at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. And good morning to you both. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Jack.
And nice to see you. Thank you very much for coming in at 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, it was better than eight.
It was, yes, it is. It's better. It is better.
You know,
than
musicians
eight.
Don't like to get up too early, but
I have found that to be the case in my yes here at the radio station. It is hard to get a musician in at yes anything earlier than well even 9 o'clock is generally pretty early. But
yeah, well, I'm also a gardener, so especially this time of year, you know, I'm up pretty early anyway.
Yeah. What time does your singing voice kick in? Not until later on in the evening? I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm not going to ask you to sing.
It depends on when I open my mouth to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's not too bad, but I don't usually have concerts at 9 in the morning, so I don't really know. But I'll tell you the next time I do.
Okay. let's see. The show, let's dive into the details of the show for folks who might be interested in attending. It's tomorrow night at the Little Carnegie, which is the venue at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint on the corner of 2nd and Main? Main. Thank you, Allie. And you can go right to the front door, I suppose, and get your tickets. How else do
you
find
can
tickets?
You can get them at the door, or you can pre-order them. If you go to sandpointconservatory.org and then go to the events page, there's a link to the ticket spice where you can get the pre-order pre-order your ticket.
Sandpoint.
Or you can get them at the door.
How did you who I guess put this concert together? How did this come to be that Karen's playing at the Music Conservatory on Friday?
So this concert is part of the Conservatory Concert Series, which we've had several in this year. We've already had quite a few. I believe Melody and Matt did that piano concert. Actually, Karen came to see them.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, and the hall is just a great place to hear music. And it's just amazing to see the growth and the changes that are happening in the conservatory, because that room that is the beautiful concert hall now used to be this very dingy, carpeted, low ceiling
Wasn't
really,
the fire department?
Really not great.
Yeah.
And then it has transformed to this beautiful place. We have all kind of concerts there, plays. And the sound is amazing.
Yeah.
Stage lights, heated floors.
Yeah.
It's really great.
It did used to be the fire department, yes. And those big doors are awesome to open up, especially in summertime and let the music out.
And there is even a plaque on the floor in the hall, a big round plaque where the firehouse pole used to come down from the second story.
Yeah.
To honor the firefighters.
Cool.
Yeah.
And now it's a bat pole for me.
That's your entry into...
That would be funny.
Oh, I just gave it away, didn't I?
Yeah. That would be cool.
Well, just come anyway, because you'll see some magic.
Who else is... So you're playing with the Karen Atkins trio. I'm guessing there are two other people who you'll be playing with.
There are.
Yes.
Yes. Bass player Rich Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie Thomas on drums.
All right.
Go figure, huh? Uh-huh. Well, I mean, how else do I find out who all these great bands are, unless I go like play with them,
unless
right?
Unless you join them.
This is how I curate the bands. This is I have to play with them first. Yeah. See if they're any good.
And then we also have a special guest coming for a few songs as well.
Do you care to mention that special guest, or is it a surprise guest?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to come to see.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. A special cameo appearance by a mystery guest. Have you played at the Music Conservatory before?
No, this will be my first time. Oh. So I'm pretty excited, yeah.
Okay.
I've seen some events there, but I have not graced the stage, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. People just heard one song, Changing Colors. Can you kind of describe the experience you expect them to have, the kind of music that you're going to be playing?
Oh, man, that's such a hard one.
Yeah.
Well... One of the things that is a little unique about most of the music that I've recorded and all the music we play live is that it is in a different tuning. It's not in the standard 440 tuning, 440 hertz. If people don't understand what that means, it's like it's in 432 hertz, which is just a tiny bit kind of, let's say, flatter, but doesn't sound flat. It's just all the instruments are tuned a little bit lower.
Huh.
And there's a lot of theories behind that around how that is kind of a universal frequency that is better for your health and your brain. And actually, a number of years ago, I did an experiment and I did what we called a frequency tour. And we went around playing some live shows and also bringing recorded music to different kind of events, like markets, farmers markets, and things like that. And we studied people's stress level, mood, and pain level before and after listening to music in 432 hertz. And the results were pretty amazing. I was actually surprised because I'm not necessarily you have to do music this way. I just like heard about it and thought, okay, let's try it. And then I really liked actually the sound of my voice singing in that frequency. And also just the way the music felt like a little more heart-centered somehow. So I wanted to see like, do other people feel stuff? Like, what is it? So we did this little tour experiment actually on the West Coast and East Coast of the U.S. And it was pretty amazing. A huge percentage of people actually not only reduced their stress level, but also their pain level, which was really shocking, with it listening to one or two songs. So that was pretty cool. So we'll be playing in 432 on Friday tomorrow. Yeah.
That's fascinating. Not something that would ever have even crossed my mind beforehand. I'm not a musician, so I don't know. But, that's really cool. I know a little bit about just because here at the station, I know, when we record things, I think we have to pick certain settings like that. And the word I'm looking for is, I can't think of it, but we try to mix it to 440, I think. Have never thought of changing that setting at all in our in any of our recorded interviews or anything like that. But that's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And supposedly some like Prince supposedly recorded a lot in 432, and some other musicians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the Beatles music was, some of it was in 432, but it was all not, a lot of it was in 440. It's if you listen back and you try to figure out a Beatles song, if people still know who the Beatles are, you got to retune your instrument.
Yeah. I can confirm, we just played a Beatles song last hour, and all three of the young ladies here did seem to know who the Beatles were at that time. So, and I think the youngest was 14, and even she had heard of the Beatles. Allie, do you have to do anything to the drums?
Thankfully, no.
I wouldn't think so, right?
Yeah, there's except to move them around a lot.
Yeah. Is this amplified music or is this acoustic?
Yes, it's amplified. Okay. In fact, it's kind of, I do play the acoustic guitar in a few songs, but in general, I'm more of an electric player. Mm-hmm. I started on electric. Most people, you know, especially, I don't know, it's still a thing. I can't believe it, but somehow they look at a woman playing the guitar and they assume that she plays like classical or acoustic. And, you know, it used to annoy me. Now I really don't care, but I just... Yeah. I like playing lead guitar, so I do that, and I'm just I like the flexibility and the sound spectrum that you can get from the electric guitar.
Cool.
It's just fun to play.
We're going to consider you a local musician, at least now.
Yeah, I've been here 4 years.
So. You've been here for 4 years. What's your background? Where'd you come from before this?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and I lived in New York for most of my life. A few stints elsewhere, but and then I did move out to California for a few years before coming here. And definitely moving here was the best decision I've ever made. I mean, once you cross the Long Bridge, it's like, how do you ever go back anywhere else? I mean, this is the best place I've ever lived by far, 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 far. Truly, I feel like this is really my home. And I felt it as soon as I crossed that bridge.
Yeah. That Long Bridge effect.
Yeah.
It's real. I've heard people say that before.
If you have visitors that want to come see you and you really don't want them to move in here, then you have them cross at night.
Oh, come, yes. Yeah,
right. So they can't see as much of
the beauty. Come in an off hour or take Highway 2 up or something instead. Yeah,
go the other way.
Yeah.
Or you just tell them how much hassle it is to actually get here and then they don't come at all.
There
you
go. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
where's the airport? It's not even in Idaho. Guys.
We don't have an airport. Don't have one. Don't come here.
That's right. Yeah, Boise. It's 8 hours. Right. we're talking, by the way, to Karen Atkins, singer-songwriter, and Allie Thomas, both of them in the Karen Atkins Trio, who are playing at the Little Carnegie, a.k.a. the old Firehouse Doors at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint on 2nd and Main, and they're playing tomorrow night at 7 p.m., but the doors open at 6:30. Any kind of... What happens at 6:30? Are you guys around? Are you going to be there to talk and stuff? Or are you guys in the back, in the green room, getting psyched up?
I'm sure I'll be around and greeting everyone. Karen can do whatever she wants. Either come out and meet the people or hide in the green room. And we're going to have, there's going to be beer and wine available.
That's really what I was kind of trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah, you should come.
Okay. There's beer and wine
now
available.
He'll be there.
Yeah. The show's at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. I don't know, how long are you guys going to play? You know?
There's going to be a short intermission in case anyone wants to refresh their drink, and then we'll play again. Mm-hmm. We're not really sure when it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose when you get the full story.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play two good sized sets.
Okay. Have you been playing music your whole life, or when did you pick up the guitar?
Pretty much. I mean, I've been playing something my whole life. When I was two, my sister was taking piano lessons, and I was wanting so badly to take them that I begged my mother for an entire year until she finally let me play at three.
That's so early.
Yeah, I was really into music. I had a favorite song then, and it was called Lucy, 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 Put on Your Dancing Shoes. And I used to make my mom play it over and over again. I guess they had the 45.
Mm-hmm.
That dates me a little bit. But yeah, it's it was such I don't even remember the song now until actually I was trying to find it because I remembered my mother used to tell me about this song that I loved. And I actually forgot about it. And so for a long time, I was thinking, was it Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? I'm like, no, that was too early. That was not me. And so I looked for a long time until the internet became a place where you could actually search for songs. And I finally found it. I was like a one-hit wonder.
Who was it by?
Song. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to remember his name now.
Lucy, 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 put on your dancing shoes. Okay, we're going to find it.
Anyway, it wasn't really that great a song. I mean, when I listen to it now, I'm like, it was kind of bluesy, which blues is not my favorite style of music. I mean, it's okay. A really good blues song is good. But anyway, it was just kind of like it was an old style song. Anyway, so yes. And then I play the piano. My grandmother was an incredible pianist. And although she died when I was 5, and so I inherited her piano. She had a beautiful upright Steinway that I inherited from her. And so I played, and my parents thought that maybe I was hyperactive as a kid. Mm-hmm. So they actually had me tested. Fortunately, believe it or not, they usually give so many drugs to kids, but they said, no, she's just excited about life. but the piano was really the only thing that would calm me down. And I would sit for hours and play. And, but then in junior high, you know, I started just kind of getting into just hanging out with friends and dating and sports and whatever. And so I quit the piano. And my father thought he'd take that opportunity to just remind me how great the guitar was because he's a guitar player and he really loves it. And so one night at dinner, he was like, you know, if you ever want to take guitar lessons, just let me know because I'll get you some lessons. It's a great instrument, so versatile. And then when I was on the field hockey team my freshman year in high school, I started hanging out with this friend of mine who I thought was just really cool, and she was a drummer. And one day she said, hey, do you know any girls who play the guitar? Because I'm forming this all-girl band and we need a guitarist. And we don't have anyone. We have a keyboard player. We have a bass player. We don't have a guitar player. And I was like, hold on. I'll let you know tomorrow. So I went home that night and I said, hey, Dad, those guitar lessons, what do you think? And he was like, oh, when do you want to take them? And so a month later, we were playing Day Tripper. Speaking of the Beatles, in front of like 800 people at my high school auditorium for the Thanksgiving festival. And that was the beginning of my guitar-ness.
Wow.
And yeah, and I just, it was a really cool experience. I loved it and I never stopped. I kind of got obsessed with the guitar ever since. So I still play a little piano here and there, but mostly I focus on the guitar and some other things that just are fun, like when I want to write a bass line, then I play the bass.
Cool. How do you write music? Do you do the lyrics first and then the music, or
almost never? Usually they come together, or at least the kind of hook of the song will come. Like I'll be playing the guitar. Sometimes a melody comes into my head. Sometimes in a dream, like I'll wake up with a melody in my head. That's happened multiple times to me. I'll just be kind of playing, and a melody will come along with the chords, and I call them schwa-schwa words, because they're not always the words that end up in the song, but they're usually the vowel, like, it's like, you know, how it sounds is usually what ends up in the song, and then sometimes the words end up in there. But it's like the feeling of it just comes, you know, so it's, but I almost never write a song because I thought I want to write a song about this. It always just comes up through the feeling of whatever's going on. So if I'm frustrated or happy or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my songs tend to be about people. Somehow.
Stories about, like, individuals?
Yeah, either, you know, relationships or friendships or, or even not necessarily about me and a person. Sometimes it's just, you know, like a story I heard or, but yeah, a lot of times it's experiential people things.
How'd you get hooked up with Allie? Or Allie, how'd you get hooked up with Karen? Allie, you tell the story.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's hear your voice a little
bit.
I
think maybe about a year and a half ago, there were some other musicians who were going to start a project, and I met Karen through them, and then that project sort of didn't go anywhere. But then I heard Karen's music. The music that we were going to do with the other project was sort of cover band stuff. Then I heard Karen's music, and I thought, oh, man. Can I play with you? Can I be in your band?
Play original.
And she said, well, I don't know. Let's see how good you are. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we were going to play some like 70s and 80s covers. And then, and then we just, because, you know, what happened is I have not played prior to this band. The last time that I played live was more than 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I took a really, really long break from playing live. I did a lot of recording and writing, but I kind of had a, I mean, well, I should say I did a little bit during that Frequency tour, but it wasn't with a full band. It was just with a couple people. So like the full band thing, was a really long time ago. And, cause I kind of went through this spiritual crisis of the music industry and just, you know, my health wasn't very good. And I kind of ended up going into the health field from there because, I needed to strengthen my energy level and my health. And so I kind of put music aside for a really, really, really long time. And then I met this guy at Home Depot here in Sandpoint or Ponderay, a couple of years ago, Rich, the bass player, and I was having a random conversation with the guy behind the counter, and he was eavesdropping. So he came up and he's like, "Hey, yeah, I don't need to eavesdrop, but I was eavesdropping. Well, what are you guys talking about?" Because we were just kind of, the guy behind the counter was a little bummed about just life in general, so I was kind of giving him a pep talk. And Rich really appreciated that perspective. And so, and I just during the conversation, it came up that I was a musician. So he ended up looking me up online. I mean, he asked me for my name and he looked it up. And then the next day he emailed me and he's like, "Hey, you know, I really like meeting you and what you have, your perspectives on life. And I like your music and I play music and I produce music." And he didn't even say he was a bass player at the time. But he's like, if you'd be up to getting together sometime to play music, that'd be awesome. And I was like, sure, why not? So we started kind of just, I had to like get, dust the cobwebs off some of my old songs. And then it was fun. And so we just ended up playing some more. And and Allie came along and was like, well, we got a band. Let's just do it, you know. So it wasn't really even something that I was wanting to do, but now that we're doing it, I'm actually really enjoying playing live. It's pretty fun. I do love recording.
Yeah.
And I love making music videos, which I have a lot of music videos, which are all online.
You better share the website.
KarenAtkinsMusic.com. KarenAtkinsMusic.com is where you can hear watch the music videos and listen to my music. And I just came out with one recently that I shot and directed and edited, actually. Well, I didn't shoot the whole thing because I'm in some of it, in Mexico. So Rich and I were there. He shot most of it. We got some of the locals to sing background vocals on there, and it's pretty fun. I think they had more fun than we did during that process, but that song's called Somebody, if you want to check it out.
Okay. I'm going to find we can do this off air, I suppose. I can look up the video, because unfortunately, for most of our listeners, they will not be able to see the video that I pull up if we find it. Yeah, there it is. What do you know? Right at right at the top of the page.
There you go. Huh?
Somebody. Nice. Yeah, I can't. There's. I mean, the three of us could watch it, but that. What does that do for you?
I've watched it a few times already.
I've already seen it.
Okay. Let's see. So the one more time, the details of the show tomorrow night, and who do you think this is going to appeal to? Who in the audience that's listening right now is going to want to come and see the show tomorrow night?
I think it can appeal to everyone. Karen's music is pretty hard to pigeonhole. I mean, you've got some soft rock, you've got like poppy rock, you've got there's even a little hint of blues. There's even a little hint of punkish in some of the songs. There's mm-hmm. really no category, which is that's
Rich
quite
would say
difficult.
There's a hint of jazz because yeah, there's some jazz chords.
There's that jazz feel too. I mean, I think it can appeal to anyone, really.
Yeah.
If you want to feel good, it's kind of feel good music.
There you go.
That's what people say. Yeah. That's what people say to me.
Feel
so
good music.
I've actually had when I did just going back to that study for a sec.
Yeah.
When we did that frequency study, there was one person in the whole study, and I think we had about 350 people in this study. One of them said he felt worse afterwards because he really his genre is metal, and he thought the songs were too happy. He didn't like it. I swear. It's a true story.
Okay.
It said it made him uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Go figure. Everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah.
Well, you should just listen to Metallica in 432 and then problem solved.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll play the next track.
Hang on. I just wanted to mention on Saturday.
Oh, gosh. We didn't even talk about that.
After the concert. So the concert's tomorrow night, Friday. Then Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., there is a free songwriting workshop that I'll be giving. Mm-hmm. And you want to?
Yeah, bring your portable instruments, guitars, keyboard maybe if it has batteries. And this workshop is for anyone who is interested in writing songs. You could be a beginner who hasn't written a song yet, or you could be a seasoned songwriter who maybe has writer's block on one part of your song, and Karen will go through it with you.
Yeah, we'll be workshopping some songs. I'll be talking about, you know, just some different approaches to songwriting, and we're definitely going to have some fun, otherwise I won't be there, so...
Saturday 2 p.m. again at the Music Conservatory.
At Little Carnegie, same place.
Little Carnegie, okay. Mm-hmm. And on Friday the show is at the Little Carnegie at 7. Doors open at 6:30. It sounds like this is going to be like the grand debut of the Karen Atkins Trio, public debut anyway. Yeah, maybe
pretty
not.
Much. Okay. We've played a few small places in town, but not for a while. So
this
it's kind of like the official.
This is the official.
The first concert.
Concert. Okay. Plans to continue after this? We got any other gigs booked for
the
summer?
This is one show. Goodbye.
Right. This is the farewell tour.
Yeah. No, we will definitely
we'll
be doing more.
Play some places around town.
Yeah. We might do. We're definitely going to do some stuff in town. Also a little touring around. We got invited to play in a place in Montana just recently, and so. Mm-hmm.
Is there a newsletter people can sign up to get your
updates?
If
you go to KarenAtkinsMusic.com and you sign up, you can sign up there for that, and then you can put a note in there as well. You want to hear about whatever you want to hear about. You can add that to the note.
Great.
Okay. There you have it. I think that's going to do it for now, but we'll play another song called You're My Home before we continue with our regularly scheduled programming today. What do you want to say about this song that people are about to hear?
Oh, this song I wrote for a beautiful mountain that I had an incredible view of this mountain for 10 years, actually. And it totally inspired me. I think it's actually what started inspiring me to write music again after putting music down for over 10 years. Actually almost, yeah, it was a long time. And so this is like a tribute to that mountain. And
is it a mountain around here or in?
It's in California.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
But, you know, these mountains here
yeah.
are now my home. But yeah. back then, that was all I knew. I hadn't been here yet, so what did I know? But it is a beautiful mountain, and hope you like the song. It's my mom's favorite.
Okay. That's Karen Atkins. We're going to play that song right now. Catch the Karen Atkins Trio at the Little Carnegie tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here in town. And with that, I think we're signing off. Here's your My Home. Yeah, because of the